I'd like to begin by sharing with you a Mishnah. A Mishnah that's found in Yuma that discusses how sometimes our sages view our actions l'gnai with disappointment. That specifically certain behaviors that occurred in the times of the Beis HaMikdash were improper. The Mishnah tells us, Shel Beis Garmu, Lo Ratzu Lamed Al Masi Lechem upon him. This group, people, Beis Garmu, did not want to teach anyone about the specific way in which they made the showbreads so that they would not spoil, that they remain fresh on the Shulchan. Shel Beis Avtinus, Lo Ratzu Lamed Al Masi HaKetores. They also knew specifically this procedure and the ceremony of the Ketores and did not wish to share it with anyone. Hugras ben Levi, Hayodea Perik Bashir, Volratz Lamed. He knew a specific song and a chapter of the song, lyrics, and didn't want to teach it to anyone. Ben Kamtsar, Volratz Lamed, Almasek Sab. Ben Kamtsar, as the Mefarshim explained, was able to hold four pens at the same time and to write the name of Hashem, the four-letter name of Hashem, simultaneously on one motion. And this was something which is difficult for anyone else to know how. And it was difficult because Ben Kamtsar refused to teach. On this, the Mishnah concludes, referring to these individuals in which the sages looked upon, L'ganai, Al Elu Nemru, B'Shem Rishayim Yirkav, that the name of the wicked should be rotten, should be destroyed, and lost. And on this, the Gemara asks the question, if in fact we're dealing with individuals that dedicated all their time and energy in the Beis HaMikdash, Mar Isem Shalolamit, what was their motivation? Why did they not wish to teach? Omer Lahem, and on this the Gemara gives a very legitimate reason, seemingly a valid excuse. They said, Yodein Hayu Shel Beis Abba Shebayeze Osa Lecharib. They said that we know the future. The future is that things will not last. The glory that we are sensing now in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that glory will disappear. Shema Yilmod Adam She'enu Mahugan V'yelch V'yavod Avodah Zarah B'kach. I'm concerned that if we teach this, these specific skills and talents, it's possible that it'll be misused. It'll be used for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship. We hear this Gemara, one would have to conclude and say, it's a legitimate reason. They're afraid that this sensitive information will be misused. Why then does our Mishnah say that they are remembered l'gnai and disgrace? And furthermore, to quote the pasuk, B'shem Rishayim Yirkav, calling these people that dedicated their lives to the service of God in the Beis HaMikdash, Rishayim, what exactly is going on over here? And Chazal is very clear. Our sages are teaching us that it's necessary to teach, that we must always instruct others, no matter what, without any excuses attached to it. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that interprets the famous words in Mishlei, Piha Pascha B'Chachma v'soras chesed alushona. On this, the Gemara asks, what does it mean that the Torah of kindness should be upon your tongue? V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah she'enu shel chesed. There's some Torah which is of kindness, and there's Torah which is not kind. There's two different Torahs. And on this, the Gemara gives one possible answer. Torah lamda zuhi Torah shel chesed. Shelo lamda zuhi Torah she'enu shel chesed. The Torah that a person acquires, if that person teaches it to another, that is a Torah of chesed, of kindness. But if you choose not to teach it, if you keep it for yourself, this is a Torah she'enu shel chesed. But how does this answer the question? It still sounds like there's two Torahs. And the answer clearly is that there is only one. There's only a Torah of chesed. And that Torah of chesed is an individual that not only learns, but also teaches, no matter what. This is the message and the name of our holiday of Pesach. Pesach, Passover. It means more than that Hashem passed over our homes when we were in Mitzrayim, but to pass over our traditions, to pass over to our next generation the history of our people. We must not be silent. This is the key of the whole book that we recite on Pesach. The Haggadah means v'higadata, that we cannot keep it for ourselves. We must pass that tradition to pass it on to the next generation. But how about the legitimate reasoning as we found in our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Yoma? What about the Rasha? It's possible that he will hear this information and misuse it. But on this, the Haggadah answers. The Haggadah tells us that there are arba banim, there are four children. There's a chacham, there's a tam, a sheni yodei lishol, but there's also a rasha. And on this, every one of those children ask a question. And because they have a different perspective, and they're different, we also must educate and answer each and every one of them differently. You know, in reality, it's very easy that it's no coincidence that the Arizal points out that just like there are arba banim, there is also four cups of wine. And those arba kosot correspond to each of those four children. And the Arizal tells us that when it comes to the Chacham, that is just like he's mentioned first, represents the first cup of wine. And the Chacham is Kadesh. He's holy. That child, that's easy. However, we have an obligation also to instruct the Rasha. The Rasha, which represents the second cup, is poured at the beginning of Magid and remains at our table the entire time. It does not move, because the symbolism of the Rasha is that we must also teach him. We cannot say that he's someone who is not hagon, that he's not befitting to hear, not befitting to learn. This is a person that we must also emphasize and put our time and energy so that he will become a tzaddik. And I believe this is the message of the famous Gematria, that when it comes to the Rasha, we find a very difficult answer. We say, v'afa tahake shinov, that we hit him in the mouth. What does that mean? You break his teeth? How is that the proper response? How is that going to motivate your child? It's only going to give him more anger and animosity toward his Jewish heritage. And on this, Mefarshim explain that based on the words of use of Gematria, the word Russia is the numerical value 570. Shinav, Shin Nun, Yud Vav is 366. If you remove the Shinav, the teeth, from the Russia, or 570 minus 366 equals 204, which is the exact numerical value of the word Tzaddik. Meaning, that child who seemingly is a Russia, ask him to stop talking. Tell him to stop moving his teeth and flapping his gums, but rather to listen. And although that Russia initially spoke negatively, by spending time with him and explaining to him the value, the richness of our heritage, we should not be afraid to pass over those traditions, our knowledge, to the next generation, even someone who looks like a Russia. As I explain, the Russia is at least at the Seder. According to the Chabad movement, there's actually 5 children. In addition to the 4 that we know, the 5th is a child that does not even know anything about his Jewish heritage. He's in Hawaii surfing. To me, I consider that there is even a 6th child. And that child is not in Hawaii. It's not a child who's way over another side of the country that doesn't know anything, doesn't even know it's Pesach. Even more tragic is the child that knows it's Pesach, but instead of being at the Seder, at the dining room table, they're in their bedroom because they have no interest in having any connection, any relationship, even though they know very well all about this holiday. And therefore, when we look at the Russia, we have to remember, he made the effort. He left his bedroom. He's sitting at the table and he's asking questions. And therefore, we have an obligation to provide for such a child the proper answers. It's very fascinating. One of the most famous sentences with regard to chinuch, with regard to education, is chanuch lenar al pi darko, that we have to educate every single child according to their way. But what's most fascinating is that word chanuch, coming from the word educate, chinuch, is actually misspelled. It's spelled without the letter vav. Can you imagine? A person who is busy writing a lengthy topic about the pedagogical methodologies of education, and they misspell the word education with a K. What's going on? Why would the word chanuch lenar al pi darko, the key word, the key phrase, why is it missing a vav? And the answer is, as we're saying, to teach the Chacham, that's easy. That, just like the Arizal said, is a very quick kos, because he's Kaddish. That's an easy person to educate. The person who has everything. But how about the person who is chaser? The person who is missing? In the individual who has areas in which they need to improve. That is the impressive person to educate. To educate the Chacham, anyone can do. But Chanoch means even the person who is Chaser, even the person like the Russia, who doesn't have all of the facts, an individual who may not have all the faith, that is the person we also are obligated to teach. Because even though he's a Russia, he at least initiated. He shows that he's inquisitive. He wants to know. And therefore we need to answer Him. I believe this is the message also of the Shoah, of the Holocaust. The next generation needs to know. It's a topic which many people don't want to talk about, especially with younger children, and especially a person who lived through the Shoah. They feel uncomfortable. They just want to put it behind them. But we need to teach them. And it's our responsibility, because if we do not pass over that history, it'll become forgotten. And I believe in conclusion, this is Yizkor. Because the Russia's mistake was Shehotzias Atzmo min HaKlal, that he separated himself. He separated himself from his past, the past of the Jewish people, the past of his traditions. Our God is teaching us that we are not to act as an island. We must not isolate ourselves and disconnect ourselves from the future, or to disconnect ourselves from the past, from the upcoming younger generation, or that of the previous one. Rather, we must constantly connect to those who have since departed, to remember them and to learn from their ways. And most importantly, to share the ways with others. And may their memories continue to be passed over. Yom Tov.